headset now is, of course, a much quieter Tri-City, or much quieter Toyota Center. And now very happy to be joined by Galen Patterson post-game. As always, just general kind of your thoughts on this hockey game. I know it's not obviously the result that you guys wanted, but in general, what did you see tonight from your group?
I think we didn't have the start we wanted, obviously. They got one in the first 5 minutes, and we didn't really do a great job of just like adapting to their style of play and playing a different game. It's a different atmosphere. They play a specific type of game that I think we just had a hard time adapting to tonight.
Is it kind of a big heavy? Like in the past, have kind of been like that. They do have some big D. The D tonight, each of them scoring their first of the season, they didn't look like big D. Howell for you guys and Adam for them, but just in general, yeah, on their style, is it big and heavy?
Yeah, it is, and it's kind of, flip the puck out, chuck the puck up and hope for the best kind of thing. And, I think we struggled, getting the puck back and winning battles in the offensive zone. And then defensively, there were some lapses for sure where we were just watching the puck a little bit and, obviously, some confusion with with it when they roll up high and then come down the middle. There was a little bit of confusion with their wingers that, we just gotta be better at.
So 2-2. Obviously, their style. I'm sure you guys talked about that on the bench and intermissions, but you're in it, right? It's 2-2, and the only goal scored in the second makes it 3-2. So you're still in it after 40 minutes of play. Didn't seem to be quite that push that I'm sure you guys were hoping for in the third down by one. We've seen before. You guys have great third periods. Was it, again, that just the style? In the third period, what more were you hoping to see to try to get back in this game?
Just more speed, obviously. We made a few adjustments to kind of our neutral zone regroups to try to get, past them with use our speed against them, right, to get, we're a rush team, right? We're a fast rush team. But it just kept, not going our way. And then I think there's a bit of frustration. And then the way they just kind of, they suffocate and they, like you said, play that heavy game. And they, like I said before, they won a lot of battles in the offensive zone that we couldn't, we couldn't recover pucks quick enough and, get them back into the scoring chance.
It's been a lot of different teams that you guys have played early, like different opponent, different pre-scout, different that. And tomorrow is going to be another different team. Is that still to kind of be done? I know you guys often won game in a row, but I guess what I'm asking is, so far, do we know from Seattle, how are they different than this heavy game that we're seeing tonight? I think last year they were kind of pretty heavy, but obviously there's different personnel and stuff. For you guys, is it going to be a kind of different style of game are we hoping tomorrow against the Seattle Thunderbirds?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have to. We have to adapt to win, and, we have these strengths and everything as a team, but other teams have strengths too, and we have to find a way to exploit it. And we're expecting Seattle to be a lot similar to Tri-Cities in the way that they're heavy and the way that they play. So we're going to have to be ready from the puck drop.
Perfect. Thanks so much. It's time to get on the bus probably before too long. Thanks so much, Galen.
All right. Thanks, Nate.
There's Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson. Yeah, they got to be better at adapting. That was definitely a different type of team, but I mean, not from them. That's typical Tri-City, but certainly the Giants haven't seen, I don't think, that style all too often this season. And just a reminder for Giants fans, for Western Hockey League fans, that the schedule for the Giants is such that in the back half of the season, when the points, and I know 2 points are 2 points, whether it's in October or whether it's in March. However, certainly doesn't feel that way when standings get so much tighter and you make additions and subtractions. And obviously after that deadline, it's just everything gets that much more intense.